In this video series, you're going to learn how to set up your own Blogger blog. We're going to go over how to set it up so that it's hosted on Blogger's own system, and we're also going to take a run through on how to host it on your own domain. The first thing you need to do in either case is set up a Google account. So you can just go to blogger.com, and then down here it says create your blog now. Just click on that, and then an account screen will come up where you can sign up for your account. Here, create your account, just fill out all the information that is required, click continue. After you fill out the first page, now you can name your first blog, so just put in the blog title. What you want to do is put your keywords that you want to attract in your title here, and you should also use your main keyword in the URL down here. So what your address will be is whatever you type in here, .blogspot.com. Now just click check availability, and if it's available, then you're all set to go. Now at this point, if you were going to host it elsewhere, you would pick the advanced settings, but we're going to do that later. We're going to just show you how you set it up on the Blogger blog site. So now we click continue. At this point, you can pick how you want your site to look, and they have a number of templates in here that you can choose from. Pick the one you want, and then just click on it, and then click continue. Now we're all ready. All we have to do now is click start blogging. And now we're into the back end of our blog. Now, before we actually start posting, we're going to set some things up. The first thing we're going to want to do is set up our settings. So just click on the Settings tab. Now in here, you have some additional settings you can set up. What you might want to do here is put some description in here. Make sure that your main keyword is in here, as well as any other secondary keywords you want to put, but be careful not to spam it. You need to make sure that you don't get too carried away with keywords and make a meaningful description here that's readable by real people, not just by search engines. Now once you have that in, come down here and you tell it if you want your blog in the Blogger listings. This will get you traffic because people will be able to find it. If you're having a private blog, then you're going to want to set this to no. Same with down here. This is if you want to allow the search engine to find your blog. Normally you're going to want to do that, but if this is a private blog, you're going to want to set this to no as well. Here you can decide if you want to have email post links in your blog. This allows people to email the post to their friends or contacts. You can decide if you want that yes or no. Adult content, you need to set it to yes if this is an adult content blog. Compose mode, this is simply if you want the WYSIWYG editor on or off. WYSIWYG, what you see is what you get. In other words, it's like a word processor. And enable transliteration. This allows you to put a button on your blog that allows people to translate it to another language. And then all you have to do is save your settings. Okay, so there we go. Our settings are saved. Now if you want to delete this blog, you just come down here and you can delete it and it goes away. Now let's look at publishing. This allows you to change from Blogspot, which we're currently publishing on, to a custom domain. This is where you can do it if you change your mind. Formatting. This allows you to set a number of parameters for your blog. First one, how many posts you want to show on the main page. Format for the date. The date format for archives. The timestamp format. And you can just pick out of the drop-down box here which ones you want. Your time zone, set this to your current time zone. Convert line breaks, basically when you're in the editor and you hit the return key or the enter key to switch lines, If you have this on, it'll stick this HTML character in here, which is a line break character. You're likely going to want that to be on. Show title field. All this means is that if you have that set to yes, then this is going to show up on your blog. You may not want that if you have a custom header that you're going to put on. So you can turn that on or off as you like. Then we have show link field. This allows you to have a related link on each of your posts. So you can set that to yes or no. And enable float alignment allows you to align your text and images using the division tags. Now your post template, this allows you to put some code at the top of each of your posts before you post it. For instance, if you wanted a link up top or an image, say you want an image, you could say, something like this. So every time you make a post now, it's going to bring up this part of the code, and all you have to do is put your image URL in here. So that's how you can use that. Of course, this is totally optional, and you can clear it out. Let's save our settings. Comments. This allows you to control how your comments are handled. First of all, you can decide if you want your comments to show or if you want them hidden. Of course, selecting hide doesn't mean they go away, they just don't show on your blog. Now you can pick who you want to be able to comment on your blog, whether anyone, whether they're anonymous users or not, registered users, users with Google accounts, or only members of this blog. So you can check how you want it handled there just by selecting the box. Comments default for posts. This allows you to set by default whether you're going to allow posts to have comments on them. You can change that at the post level. So you can either enable it or disable it on new posts right here. Whether you want to show or hide your backlinks. And then you have the same thing here, backlink default for posts, whether you want to show the backlinks or not. Your timestamp, you can set how you want that to look on here. Then you have your comment form message. You can put some HTML in here that you want in your form. Here you can set whether you want to use a pop-up window for your comments or whether you want them entered in line. Comment moderation. This allows you to review comments before they actually go live on your blog. Check your preference here. You can put an email address in here if you want to be notified when somebody posts a comment. You leave it blank if you don't want to be notified. Word verification. This allows you to stop some spam by having people key in a random string before their comment goes live. And whether you want to show profile images on the comments, people can have images attached to their profile. And when they make a comment, you can decide whether you want to see their images there or not. And then the notification email for comments. If you want to be notified, you can put that in here. If you're done with that, we just save the settings. Now we can look at archiving. Here you can choose how often you want your posts archived. And down here, if you want each of your posts to have their own pages as well. Once you have that, you can save your settings. Site feeds. Your feed allows people to look at your site via an RSS reader. So you can pick here how you want things to appear on there. If you want the full text syndicated, or if you want it short or none. Select what you want here. If you're using FeedBurner or some other program to manage your RSS feeds, you can put the feed in here that's supplied from that service. In your post feeds, you can put an advertisement just by putting the code in the bottom here. Once you're happy with all that, just save your settings. Now, your email. From here, when you post to your blog, you can decide who's going to get emailed when you post just by putting a comma-separated list of emails in here. And down here, you can actually email your blog from your email client and email your posts in. All you have to do is pick an address in between here, and your address would be, in this case, tim569. Dot whatever we put in here at blogger.com. And then we can choose whether we want the emails to be published right to our blog immediately, or if we want them saved as drafts so we can come back in later and check it out before we publish them. Once you're happy with that, just click Save Settings, OpenID. OpenID is where people set up a centralized account. If you go to openid.net, people can set up a centralized ID that they can use for all their posting on different blogs and so on. So what you can do here is you can add in here the trusted sites. Now, to enable OpenID, you have to go back to your comments. And we've already checked that here, registered users, including OpenID. So we've actually already enabled OpenID on this particular blog. You can also use your own account to post on other people's blog once you set up an OpenID. And then lastly, let's go look at permissions. Here you can give people permission to actually author your blog. All you have to do is click Add Author, and then you can invite people to write on your blog just by putting their email address in here. Then down here, your blog readers, you can pick if you want anybody or only people I choose, or only blog authors to be able to read your blog. In the next part, we're going to go over setting up the layout of our blog and start posting.